But a leading authority on workplace rights for women in particular says that it's about time we resumed a conversation about offering leave, menstrual leave, for women who have difficulties each month with their periods. Associate Professor Elizabeth Hill is Professor in Political Economy at Sydney Uni and studying menstrual leave. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John.
Is there anywhere in the world where this already exists?
Oh, yes. There are plenty of countries, and in fact, it's not even a new idea. So countries with mandated menstrual leave in their labour codes include countries such as Japan, Indonesia, South Korea, Taiwan, a couple of Chinese provinces, Vietnam, and Zambia. And I think what's interesting is that these kinds of policies have been installed since the kind of 1940s through to the early 2000s. And we're seeing a real upsurge in conversation and attempts to legislate for menstrual leave in additional countries such as Italy, Brazil, Hong Kong, and the Philippines. So the idea spans both wealthy countries, poorer countries, emerging economies, and it also has quite an interesting kind of historical time frame. It's not just a recent idea.
Doesn't it cut across some of the other arguments where women are saying, hang on, we want to be treated just like everybody else?
Well, this is what makes it kind of fascinating, I think, because it does divide people, and it particularly divides feminists. You know, on one hand, it can be seen as a policy that really augments and makes it very inclusive for women to participate in the labour force and to even when they have these kinds of issues that are going on. And I must say, it's not all women that experience strong period pain and who might need to access it. It would be a small number. But on the other hand, others are saying, well, this is a terrible kind of idea. This is going to lead to employers discriminating against women. It's going to increase the cost of hiring women for days of work foregone. But again, I guess we'd say that if you look at the history of paid parental leave, that was a very common kind of discussion that was held around the introduction of paid parental leave, and that's now a given. No one's really saying that paid parental leave discriminates against the employment of women.
No, but it contradicts it. It makes out women are delicate flowers who need to be carefully nurtured and looked after, rather than the counter-argument, which is, hang on, we can do anything anyone else can do.
And of course we can, but there's also that reality there for some women. And again, I'm not saying all women experience this. And so why should those women for whom on one or two days of their period feel intense pain and an inability to work, why should they pretend that they're sick rather than just acknowledge that this is a normal phase of life and the workplace should be able to accommodate me?
Well, look, it's a conversation clearly that we need to have. Thank you indeed, and fascinating to get those different perspectives. Associate Professor Elizabeth Hill from Sydney University, where she's Professor in Political Economy.